This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Three people have died in the heavy rain, high winds, and flash flooding in parts of the Midwest and South. And the National Weather Service says there may be more bad weather today. A woman died in Ohio, and two children died in Michigan and Arkansas. Forecasters say there may be more severe weather today. Thunderstorms for parts of the Northeast and East, and heavy showers and thunderstorms may lead to flash flooding in parts of Texas and New Mexico. In Jackson, Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves is declaring a state of emergency after the heavy rain made problems in a water treatment plant worse. State Health Officer Daniel Edney.
The water is not safe to drink, and I would even say it's not safe to brush your teeth with, because we are not seeing adequate coordination and inability to consistently disinfect the water.
The State Emergency Management Agency will begin giving out drinking water today, and water residents need for other purposes will be available too, they say. President Biden visits Pennsylvania today to talk about crime. The AP's Sagar Magani.
In Wilkes-Barre, spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre says the president will push back against GOP claims that Democrats want to defund the police and will instead repeat calls for more funding. He'll also call out Republican opposition to restoring an assault-style weapons ban.
A majority of Americans support this when we talk about banning assault weapons. The NRA opposes it.
It's the first of two presidential trips to Pennsylvania this week. He'll give a primetime address in Philadelphia Thursday on what the White House calls the continued battle for the nation's soul. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China has placed millions of its citizens under a new lockdown following more outbreaks of COVID-19. Beijing continuing its hardline policy on containing the virus. This is AP News. Do you drink tea? There may be some good news for you if you do. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
According to a new large study, tea can be part of a healthy diet, and people who drink tea may even be a little more likely to live longer than those who do not. Scientists from the US National Cancer Institute have found a higher tea intake, 2 or more cups daily, is linked to a modest benefit, a 9 to 13% lower risk of death from any cause versus non-tea drinkers. The study, published in Annals of Internal Medicine, indicates the association holds up for heart disease deaths. But there was no clear trend for cancers. Tea contains helpful substances known to reduce inflammation. Past studies in China and Japan, where green tea is popular, have suggested health benefits. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.